God because of this beautiful time God has given us. This is another day that the Lord has made. We celebrate and we rejoice in it. This is the gift of time that the Lord has given us. And the gift has been given to us is just to bow and give thanks to God, number one. Number two, we are to see that this is, we should see like this is the last day in our life. Because we don't know the tomorrows of what will come with. That's why we always thank God because of the day of the day. We have been in the book of Judges, that is like you have just started. Because we heard about Jephthah a long time back. We talked about Samson time back. But it has praised the Lord now to talk about
Gideon.
When we talk about what was in Gideon, it's a thing that amazes me most. And it amazes us, it makes us wonder. Because of his origin. But before we proceed on verse 11, that once,
Apapa mene tisana, tisana warenge mu verse 4 of Jambu Simu,
verse 11, let us just maybe verse 10 of 6 of Judges.
Chapter 6.
Whereby he says, also I say to you, I am the Lord your God. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my words.
Verse number 11. Oweruza chapter 6. Verse number 10. Ndipo ndinati kwa inu, ine ndine Yehova Mulungu wanu, musamaopa milungu ya Amori, amene amakhala mdziko lawo. Koma simunamvera mawu anga.
This is God speaking to Gideon.
Uyu ndi Mulungu amene akulankhula ndi Gideon.
Don't forget that question was very tough and sour.
Osaiwala kuti nyengo iyi idali yokuta kwambiri pakati pa Israel.
Whereby the Midianites has been persecuting the Israelites.
Pamene a Midiani ankawanzunza a Israel.
And the Israelites thought that there is no hope anyway.
Apa a Israel ankakhala ndi moyo opanda chiyembekezo nthawi zonse.
And they were always crying for help, but it was nowhere to have the help.
Iwo watu ankangolira nthawi zonse kulira kufuna thandizo koma analibe chiyembekezo chakhoza kuthandiza nthawi zonse.
They were not knowing that the Lord was answering them.
Komati iwo kusaka zindikira kuti Mulungu ali nawo mayankho.
For example, in the Bible there is a verse. Whereby it says, ask as it to be given unto you. And if it says, ask as it to be given unto you, multitudes of people have only the positive answers according to their thinkings.
Yes.
They thought that if they ask for a car, then a car will come to them. If they ask for food, the food will come at the same time. If they ask clothes, the clothes will come. They thought that they will be given what they want. Without knowing that, Christ taught the disciples that you should pray for his will to be done. They should ask for the will of God to be done. Which means there is a will of God always to be done. Which means when we are praying, we should ask for the will of God to be done. Any time, anyhow, the will of God is to be done. Which means there is a will of God all over. When we are having our wills, know that there is a will of God as the
preamble.
And we are to bow to the will of God. And we are to beg and ask for the will of God to be done as he wills. Know that even if we are praying, but the Lord is faithful to express or to show his will. He is to do whatever he wills. Not what we will. So if we believe that there is a will of God, and that the will of God will always be done,
that's
when we will learn how to exalt and bow and bless the name of God. Is when we started believing and depending upon Christ Jesus
only.
But if we think that you have got a will of yourself, and thought that whatever you wish has come to an accomplishment, your heart will tend to be God of yourself. And you started believing in yourself that there is something God in you. Instead, you enthrone yourself on the throne of God. And you started to enthrone yourself to the throne of God. To the seat of God. And you started throwing yourself on the throne of God. And you became God of yourself. And you thought that you are somebody. This makes you to hate, to learn and start your denomination. And started making the denomination and according to the church. You start your own church, your denomination. And he said, my congregation is my church, the church of God. But this fool shows the rebellion of a man. But What this law is that we are sinners before God. And Christ came only to redeem the sinners before the sinners. The sinners are to be drawn by God Himself so that they should be rejected. We have redemption in the blood of Christ Jesus. We shed blood and rejoice because of the redemption. Oh, thank God to be one of the redempted. Let us go back to the book of Judges, whereby the Midianites were persecuting Israel. And Israel were all the way crying before God. When they were crying, they were thinking that God is not answering them. While God was answering them, God silent said, "He is giving you what you wish is the answer of God." If the thing that you want is not coming to you after you pray to God, this is again the answer from God. Having what you don't have, what you was not expecting, is again the answer from God. Praying for the health of your body and receiving the sickness of the body again is the answer from God. All things come from God for our betterment. So God set forth that Israel will be under panic for 7 years. So they have been crying for 50, 60, 40, 50, and even 60 years, but no response seen within them, but God was answering. God was answering them. What was the answer? The situation that they were receiving. That was the answer from God. It was there to discipline them. God answers by giving the torment to Israel so that they should be disciplined. Sicknesses was part of discipline. Poverty was power of discipline. Stolen of what they were happy was part of discipline. Meeting with the fight because the leader does whatever evil and told them was part of discipline. It was on the heart of God, in the heart of God, to discipline his son. He was to discipline the peculiar people, the ambassadors of the Lord. If you please God to be in that way,
kuti aduse munyengo
zvino. Because whilst this is praise,
chifukwa pamene munhu akupfuusa anthu ake,
the end result,
zvosakira zvake,
they will learn to rely upon the Lord.
Atakuzvina kutichepetsa ndikudarira pamaso
pamwe. And they will always bow and see that the Lord is worthy to be bowed and exalted.
Ndipadza kuda pansi ndikunena kuti ndi Mulungu yekha amene akuyenera kulandira ule.
And they always sing songs. Songs of hope. Songs of praise. The songs that bring comfort of their hearts. Tavero, Tavigadu, Ibisale. Now hear the words of God.
chinthu choyamba.
I am the Lord.
Ine ndine Mulungu.
He's trying to classify himself to express himself clearly.
Ababa tikuona Mulungu akudzivhumbulutsa akudzionesera kwa Gideon.
Because it would have been very difficult for Gideon to understand God.
Chifukwa kwa Gideon kudari kumfuta kumzesesa Mulungu payeka.
With the situation that Gideon were in.
Chifukwa cha nyengo zimene Gideon adali.
With what Midian have been doing to Israel.
Chifukwa cha zimene Midian ankachita pa Israel.
If Gideon knows no sense of God.
Lord.
No things of God in Gideon.
Yeah,
so it would have been very difficult for Gideon to understand the voice of God. So it was a need for God to come to Gideon. Because it would be difficult for Gideon to come to God. Number two. Gideon was to be called by God.
Gideon had a sister from Kuriba and Jimuru.
Which means number one, God came to Gideon.
When the children have a son of Soya Medina, Muru Wata Pita was Gideon.
We never come to God. But God comes to us.
So Muru Wata Pita was Gideon.
That is the first point. I remember when I was in Pentecost, I've been preaching to the people or speaking to the people. God. Like there is potential in a man that he can come to God. But here God is saying, it is God who comes to Israel. He came to Gideon because it was very difficult for Gideon to come to God. The situation that Israel and Gideon were in is the picture of our sinfulness. We are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. And we can never have a wish in coming to God. If it happens that we have God in us, then it is God came to us. But in us, there is a sinfulness. So because of that sinfulness, there is no will of praising God. And we have no desire in praising God. There is no capability in praising God. Whatever we think, we think but evil. Because we are sinners and fall short of the glory of God. But here is the gospel. That God came to Gideon. Here we see the sovereign mercy of God. We see the sovereign love of God. We see how God favors his
errands.
That he will never offer the erected
sin.
But he will come to them and draw them to himself and make them children. Make them saints. Make them believers. As he has
purposed.
As he wills. As he desires. According to his will. So that all in you all,
zipite kwa mwana wake Yesu Kristo.
So number one, God came to Gideon.
Chinzu choyamba, Mulungu akapita kwa Gideon.
Number two,
chinzu chachwiri,
God spoke to Gideon.
Chinzu chachwiri, nchonena kuti Mulungu akalankhula ndi Gideon.
He never just come to Gideon without a way.
Sadabwere kwa Gideon popanda mawu ya.
He come and speak to him.
Adabwere kwa iye ndi kumulankhula iye.
Because verse 10 says,
chifukwa verse number 10 unena kuti,
I am the Lord.
Ine ndine Mulungu.
This is God speaking.
Sinyiza kuti awawa ndi malankhuli pa Mulungu.
God was speaking.
Mulungu akulankhula pa.
I am the Lord.
Ine ndine Mulungu.
God was speaking.
Mulungu akulankhula.
He never just cut a man.
Sakumbobwera kwa munthu chabe.
He speaks.
Akulankhula mawu.
Now, if he is speaking,
apapa mmene Mulungu akulankhula,
he is telling Gideon his mind.
Akumuza Gideon maganizo ake, malingaliro ake.
The mind of God.
Lingaliro lake la Mulungu.
The plans of God.
Maplani amene Mulungu ali nawo.
The work is in God.
Chimene chili pa mtima pake pa Mulungu chikupita kwa Gideon.
So God spoke to Gideon.
Chipo Mulungu akulankhula ndi Gideon.
Oh, thank God, you are the erected sinner.
Ndipo tiyapika mbuye ngati ndiwe mmodzi.
If God comes to you,
he will come
with the way. Christ Jesus is the way.
Yes, Christ
is the living way.
Once
spoken to us,
it will
transform us.
And it will
change
us. It
will make us new. We become new in the Lord.
If it is the color of the Lord,
so we said black in the Lord.
If you are born with the Lord,
with the newest
hearts
that the Lord has
built and us.
The second point on the same point. Because we said God spoke to
Gideon.
It means God first opened the ears of Gideon so that he could hear what God would speak to him. If our ears are deaf, are deep, we can't hear the voice of God. We got deep. We have grown deep. And we can never hear the sound of
God.
We can never hear what God is speaking. But if it happens that we have started hearing it, it means there is the work of God done upon you. What is the word? It is for the process of opening of our ears to God, is the work of God.
Yes.
That's why John chapter 10 says, my sheep hears my voice. My sheep hears my voice. Which means I open the ears of my sheep so that she hear my voice. If he has pleased God to reveal Christ to you, you will hear his voice. How can we know that this one now has heard the voice of God? Number one, you understand the voice of God in different ways.
Because you are
a sinner, you grow a sinner, you had many voices, but when the voice of God is coming to you, it changes your way of understanding the word. And you started wondering the kind of the word or the voice that you are hearing. This is so because of what God does upon the elected sinner. You will understand, you start understanding the voice of God. And you differentiate it with what you have been hearing. Even if the gospel is preached, if Christ has been revealed in us, there is a change that will happen in you. If one says that the true gospel is the same whatever people are speaking, it means you hear nothing. Because in the world, there is sheep and there is goats. Gods are gods from their beginning. Sheep are sheep from their beginning. Look here, my brothers. Religious groups of people, when they are preaching, they say, if you are lying, if you are stealing, if you are doing whatever evil, you are a god. If you are doing all evil things, you are god. But if you made a decision to stop doing those things, now you become a sheep. So it is like you're called a work in changing yourself from a god into a sheep. This is not a true god. This is a blue lie. What is the truth? Sheep are sheep from the beginning. Gods are gods from the beginning. God made gods from the beginning as a picture of an elected
sinners.
An elected
sinners.
God already set forth people who will be erected from eternity. So are like gods, of which they will never hear the voice of God. And God had no business with them. And he has left them to themselves. Even if they can start their congregation. And it seems to be a good congregation. And people love that congregation. And they preach like the true gospel there. It persuades nothing of God. Lot and neighbors. Even if they are one sons and the pieces, they will never make a single mango good.
Mango and south and the opuna, stand at the Panga Bamori Monte, Kalapino
high. If they are a man,
the Kalaripa being me or two,
but rotten,
from our opuna.
The more they are rotten, it is nothing in the goodness.
So you know the man say, oh, put down with the chapel in the
and they will never produce one good.
Others are going to
be much, much less in the
back. There will
be just much rottenness in the
back.
What we should know is this. A sheep is a sheep from the
preamble.
Only that you can be a lost sheep. It will just be a lost sheep.
Yes, because
but it never makes it to be a goat. Why not a goat? Even if it even does a good thing, it will never turn it to be a sheep. I'm not encouraging the sheep to be doing evil. Because if you can be thinking that, if I would be doing evil things, no problem because I'm unerected. I'm elected one, so I can do whatever, even no problem. Then it means you have ever never heard the gospel. Because the gospel will never encourage you to do evil. But what I'm trying to come up with is, God opens the ears of elected sinners. He is to come first and open your ears so that when he will speak to you, you should hear his voice. My sheep hears my voice. If God spoke upon the people, but he has not opened the ears, it means the whole group of people hear nothing. Think about Lydia. It is God who opened the heart of Lydia so that she will hear the voice of God.
Save
Gideon. God opened the hearts of
Gideon.
He opened the ears of Gideon so that you hear him speaking. That's why when he was speaking to him, he was much attentively waiting to hear from the voice of God. Because the opening of the ear brought the hunger of hearing the language of God. So Gideon waited upon the Lord. And God stopped Gideon. Let us hear what God spoke to Gideon. Number one, God is saying, I am the Lord. I am the source of you. You have come from me.
Yes.
You are my people. You are my son. I am with you. I am your God. I'm your everything. So to bear a God. Believe my words. Be in me.
mine.
Here
I go.
Hide my way. Be with me. I am your Lord. The other thing, what God says, He says, your God. Your God. Which means God is specifying that He is the Lord and the type of the Lord. He is God of
King.
He is not the God of everybody. It's not the God that such people, masses of people are preaching and speaking about. That God loves everybody. That He needs everybody to demerit to decision to come to the Lord. This is not the God that we are talking about. This God, He is another God. He's the living God. He does whatever priests have unto Him. He is the God of Gideon. Not the God of
Midian.
Not the God of everybody. He is the specific God. There are other kinds of God. If He who comes upon you, it will be very difficult for everybody to understand Him. If one understands this God, it means that it's the grace that has done something upon
you.
So I bless the name of God to be one of the believers of this
world.
Not because of something good in me. Not because of my decision that I made. Not because of whatever was in me. But because He decided to be my God. He made this decision. Come with me. And make me His son. Without my good ways.
God.
So it is. What we are seeing here is, we said, number one, God came to Gideon. Number two, God spoke to Gideon. Which means God opened the ears of Gideon. Number three, God came up to
Gideon.
How can we know that God came up to Gideon? God said, I am the Lord your God. I am the God, the everything of you. Trust in me. Lie
to
me. Believe me. Be with me. I am your God. I am your everything. So He gave hope to Gideon. Number four. Do not fear the cause of the Amorites. In whose land you dwell. That is the same, the same.
Yes. Musa maopa milungu ya Amori, amene mukala mziko lao. Ndipo musa mamvera. Ndipo simuna mvera mauanga.
So the second sentence,
ndipo hapa
Second sentence.
Yeah. Nkhani yachiwiri imene ili muzimo.
Said, do not fear the gods of Amorites.
Akuti musamaopa milungu ya Amori.
In whose land you dwell on.
Musamaopa milungu ya Amori. Amene mukhala nawo mdziko lawo.
Which means they had fear in them.
Sinyeza kuti pa iwo pakali mantha.
Nobody can manage to stand tall without gods.
Palibe amene angathe kuima popanda mulungu.
The devil is more frightening thing to us.
Chifuatu satana kumenye uhondo kwa ife.
Don't forget that Amorites, Midianites were a powerful people doing the work of persecution after being given by God.
Amori na Midian adari anthu amphamvu kuchita chiri chonse pa Israel.
So they were much fear.
Iwo adari ndi mantha akulu.
They were all away hiding themselves. They were crying all away. Then God said, fear not.
Musaopa.
Fear not.
Musaopa.
Which means God spoke to them a word of encouragement. When the hope has been given to us, the hope brings encouragement to our hearts. And it encourages us. Where is that encouragement comes from? Where does it come from? It comes from the Lord. That's why somebody said, I lift up my eyes. Where my help comes from, it comes from God, who kept me strength, who kept me power, who helped me understand His way. So when His word has come to me, it encourages me. So I'm encouraged in the word. That's why I only sang a song all
the way.
Number 57. Bainu ye sundilila o badai lo se kapa o bolo mo se ne o kote la Udia dire, amma dire, dai pari, pati, ma vogliero, bella da, ti vera, tu mamma vuoti, da te.
Yeah.
This is the time when God was speaking to Gideon. But when God was speaking in again to Gideon, Gideon had much fear of
Midian.
And he was like a slave to
Midian.
He had no hope for thinking of God, the sovereign one. So he trusts nowhere that he can find trust. He tries his level best, trying to heed the produce that he harvested. But still more, it won't work. Until when it pleased God, upon the finishing of the time of God, after the time of God came to an end, that is 7 years, here God is coming. When God was coming to Gideon, his life had no mind of God. And he was thinking nothing of the coming of God. God came while
sinners.
God came to us while we were still sinners. And God died for us. And saved us from our wickedness and sinfulness. And opens our ears and eyes. So that we should hear the revelations of God. And see the beauty of our Lord Jesus Christ. This God who came to us.
This
God who comes to us is not us to God.
See,
as we are going to an end, God is speaking to Gideon. Fear nobody. Never fear these gods. Gods of the people. God created and made by the hands of people. Fear the gods. I am the God above all gods. You are to fear me, not anything. Even this time when God was speaking to Gideon, it was the time whereby Gideon was in much fear of Amorites and
Midian.
So it was like a comfort is coming with a comfort zone. When Gideon was still in fear, Bible says, while we were still in sin, Christ died for us.
Yes,
he died for us. He came and died for us. Came and rescued us. He came and redeemed us. While we were still
in
sin, Christ died.
Yes,
he came by our ways and met with us and washed us and cleansed us and made us
one
and teach us to bow and exalt
him.
Let us just read the whole sentence of the
verse 10.
The whole verse of 10 of
10 Romans chapter 6.
Mm-hmm. Also I say to you, I am the Lord your God. Mm-hmm. Do not fear the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed my voice.
Verse number 10, Romans chapter 6.
Next week we'll have this last sentence. The last sentence whereby you said, but you have not obeyed my voice.
Yes. Wiki upera iti za pitiliza ugawana wamena akuni kwa mainu simu na mbera mawanga.
But to conclude the message of today,
wamena tikuomba mkota utenga watu sikula lero.
God of Gideon,
Mungu wa Gideon,
is giving hope to Gideon,
akupeleka chiyatekesi kwa Gideon,
is revealing himself to Gideon,
akutifuma utayeka kwa Gideon,
it is above all God.
Kutihiye yu ndi Mungu wa Mungu yonza.
That whomsoever is his one, that whomsoever is of the Lord,
but
if one is of the Lord, if one is of the Lord, I have to fear nothing. I will fear it not.
And if you walk,
God, there is a shield in my hand.
But what does she say to Jalala?
That protects me. That comforts me. This is no any other but Christ Jesus. Then I shall not want. I'll go boldly. I'll go with the strength. I'll speak with the strength. I'll speak with the strength. I'll sing with the strength. Everything I'll do with the strength. Because I shall not want. Because he is my shield and my
enemy.
God be all the glory and honor. Amen.
Amen.
We'll sing the last song. That is coming from chapter. Psalms 91 is the song that we'll sing to conclude the service of today.
Psalm 91 is the new benefit I in the Tenga was
I'll start reading by reading verse 1 through 16.
And the current wearing verse 1 is the verse number 16, Psalm 91.
He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'll say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him I'll trust. Surely He shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the peddler's distress. He shall cover you with his pillars, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow by rise by day.
That's five.
Nor of the faces that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. Seven. A thousand may fall at your sight, and then 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigher you.
Seven. Pambali pako patakwa chikwi, ndizipi kumi, za zanjala manjalako. Ndipo, chizoku ya nikina iwe.
Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked.
Koma uzapenya, ndi maso ako, nuzaona kubezera chilango oipa.
Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place.
No
evil shall be for you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against the stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobbler, the young lion and the serpent, you shall trample underfoot. God shall set his love upon you, therefore I will deliver him, I will set him on high, because he has known my name.
Atandipulumutsa, ndipo ndidzapeza mmwamba popeza adziwa dzina langa.
He shall call upon me and I'll answer him. I will bring him to trouble, I will deliver him and honor him.
Adzandifuwulira ine ndipo ndidzamuyankha. Kumsautso adzakhala naye pamodzi ndipo adzamlanditsa.
With love I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen.
Ndidzamukutitsa ndi masiku ambiri ndikumuonetsera chipulumutso changa. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this time that you give us. Thank you for making it possible that we meet in the close today and celebrate and worship you, Almighty God. Now let them be exhorted to be magnified. Thank you that you have encouraged us. While we were still sinners, you died for us and made us up. Without you, we were dead in our trespasses, without hope, without your God. Bless this means after is to be preached to a sort of a God in the elect. Bless the hearers of today, whosoever who see it on internet, so that your name be glorified and be exalted worldly. We are here to do nothing but bless and exalt your name, because you are our God, our hope and salvation. We give you glory and honor. We bless you because of whatever you do, not because of whatever we contribute. It is in the name of Jesus Christ, the crucified one, that we pray and bless your name.